Hey, what's good, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in with another Freestyle Friday. I hope everyone is staying safe in these corona streets, man. Stores closing dumb early where I live. They trying to give us a curfew. Ain't that some shit? Anyway, I got some bars for you today. Let's rewind back a few weeks on the podcast. I put you on to the infamous podcast on Spotify, the Tekashi 6ix9ine joint. Well, hopefully you took heed to my suggestion and listened to it, because it just wrapped up this week. Yep, the 8th and final episode dropped this week, and it was fire. Not just the episode, but the series as a whole. Now, when news hit that the feds did a sweep on Tekashi and his crew, I had mentioned on the show, damn, that would make a fire-ass 30 for 30 style documentary. Well, this was damn near close to what I was looking for. It was informative, cohesive storytelling, a lot better than I expected, considering that they just put it together pretty quickly. Now, Lou and I have went back and forth about what Tekashi can and will do when he gets out. Will he be able to make music and be successful at the rate he was prior? None of us really know, you know what I mean? But one thing we did know from day one, that dude was full of shit. All right. And the wonderful thing about having a podcast on hip hop is that you don't have to take my word for it. I got receipts. Check out what we said about Tekashi in an episode we did in December of 2017 when we first played his song Gummo on the podcast. Check it out. Alright, man, that was Tekashi 6ix9ine, Gummo. He's from New York, Brooklyn to be specific, I believe. He's got rainbow colored hair. He's got a rainbow colored grill.
So he's a little punk.
And he's got face tats.
So he's 21 Savage and a little punk.
He's got face tats with 69 on his face. And so he's a different looking person. Also in the video, there's a lot of flags in the video. A lot of flags. Mm-hmm. Lots of sea of red in the video. I'm interested to see how this turns out, though. Because people of our ilk look right at it and go, huh, where you come from? Who, what, when, where, how, and why? We got a lot of questions. The younger generation, they don't care about this shit.
Here's my theory behind that. When we were coming up and we discovered new rappers, it would be by word of mouth or TV, right?
Yeah.
So if you listening to somebody, you got some sort of credibility with me.
Right,
because
right,
you're
right.
My friend. If they make it on TV, if it's on Rap City, they just definitely get the stamp for it. So I'm going to go to check for the rest of the album.
Absolutely.
So there was a filter there for the stuff that we got.
For better or worse.
Yeah, the radio, your friend told you.
Source magazine.
Exactly. So the Source, right. The Bible.
Right.
The Bible of hip-hop. But now, with the hip-hop generation, you got YouTube babies. And what I say about YouTube babies is they get the tablet when they like 4.
Right.
And they looking at cartoons for 4 hours straight on there, and they just keep searching, and they get that suggested by it. So yeah. They get used to looking at weird stuff.
That's their trusted source.
Yeah, that's their trusted source.
Yeah.
That's their friend. That's their credible friend. That's their radio.
Yeah.
That's all of that stuff for them. So the weirder you get on YouTube, it don't shock you no more because, hey, that's what's playing next after I get through looking at Lil Pump.
It just is what it is.
After I get through looking at Lil Pump, here go this other dude that look like him from New York. Oh, he with Bloods. So they ain't surprised. Like with us, we want to know, okay, well, where this dude from? Well,
right.
We signed with. Why is he cool? Why does this video have 43 million views?
Right.
All of those things are the questions that come for us. For them, they just see it and they're like, okay.
Yeah, I fuck with it. Right. Yeah, listen, it's a troll. He's trolling. We know that. You don't come out with rainbow color hair, rainbow color grill with a flag on. Like, you're mixing the images, like the gangster shit mixed with the, he got the puppy, kissing a puppy. Like, it's a lot of, what's your man with the wedding dress with the strap? And, you know, like, all of that shit, it's all for attention, because if he just dropped this song on some regular shit, we probably aren't talking about it. Maybe, maybe not if he got some money behind him.
Right.
So you got to do something else to stand out. And then hopefully your music shines through it if you're talented. So that's just, it's interesting. I'm interested to see where 2018 has for Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I'm not.
Now, as you can hear, two things. One, Lou had the first case of the corona, clearly. And second, neither one of us believed that he was really about that life. Not for a second. As soon as the video came on with him and his rainbow hair holding a puppy surrounded by goons draped in red flags, I instantly knew this was for shock value and shock value only. What out of the box shit can I do to get as many eyes on me as possible? And to be fair, he sold it well. But I wasn't buying, and neither was Lou. I remember when he went on The Breakfast Club for the first time, they asked him about his beefs with other rappers, And he said he welcomed the beef, wishes someone would test him. Now, if you have ever came in contact with, know anyone personally, or are about that life your damn self, then you know people on that type of time don't walk around inviting beef. That's not how it works, man. You can always tell when somebody's trying too hard to be something. It usually means they're putting on a front. And we knew it wouldn't be long before the world knew this too. Now, with that being said, his story is still intriguing. All right, we've never seen anything quite like this in hip hop. He went from a nobody to a star damn near overnight, and now he's back to a nobody within a year. Now, we know that there are some rappers out there whose past don't match up with their current story, but none of them have been this blatantly exposed like Tekashi was. Dude like the Milli Vanilli of rap, like the real life Malibu's Most Wanted. But he was entertaining though. You know what I'm saying? His Breakfast Club interview was classic. He was able to do what nobody on the Breakfast Club can do, which is get under Charlamagne's skin. His troll game was on 1,000. I remember when he was beefing with Chief Keep, and he pulled up in Chicago's infamous old block asking where everybody at, claiming it was 10 p.m., but it was really 3 a.m. Surveillance camera showed him hopping out his SUV, doing his little video for 5 seconds in the wee hours of the morning. That was classic. Never took him seriously, but there were several people who did, and that's okay. Lesson learned. Now when the next tattooed face, rainbow haired gangbanger pops up inviting smoke his way, you'll know not to trust it. Alright man, I appreciate y'all checking for us. Again, y'all be safe out here. We're gonna keep the content coming. Do me a favor, go to patreon.com/realville for the album reviews for more content while we stuck out here in these corona streets, man. Y'all be safe.